Blog Talk Radio.
God day, this is Keith Russell Lee welcoming you to another Reigning with God. I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I am juiced about today's lesson because it's all about wisdom. My friend, I've been sharing the series that you have everything you need within you. I want you to embrace that idea, that fact, that you have everything you need within you. A lot of times we look outside of ourselves, God help me, where is God in this situation, when the reality is you have everything you need right now. And particularly as it relates to wisdom, as I'm going to get into today, because the whole idea of wisdom is this, it's not outside of you. Many people are, you know, wander around, you know, in the wilderness of unknowing and saying, man, I wonder what God's will is. Man, I wonder what does this mean? What is this about? Man, if I had some clear direction, or man, if I could really just get a grasp of this thing. When the reality is that you've got it. You have the wisdom of God inside of you. Hey, are you ready for today's lesson? All right, look, first of all, let me just introduce myself. If you're a first-time listener, I'm Keith Russell Lee. I am the senior minister, spiritual director of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C. area, as well as in Philadelphia. Let me also share, I'm a best-selling author, but yet my main purpose, my goal here, is to give you practical principles that you can live an empowered life. Hey, that is my mission. Okay, so let's get into this idea and let's talk about that inner spiritual dynamic of wisdom. Now, first of all, let me define what wisdom is. Wisdom is the ability to discern all things and walk in the truth. The ability to discern all things. My mentor, Dr. Mike Murdoch, often shares that it is the ability to know differences, to see difference. It's the ability to understand. And you think that, to discern, what is this for? You know, what is the meaning of this situation? When I walk in wisdom, I'm able to discern not just some things, but I'm able to discern all things. Now, I want us to go to Proverbs because we're going to see that that wisdom is not something that is outside of you that you can't take a grasp of. You know, it is something that you have. And let me share that by virtue of the Holy Spirit. Let me just go ahead and just kind of cut to the chase. See, the Holy Spirit is the full presence in the essence of God. All right? You've got to embrace that idea. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So as I write in my book, The 14 Principles of Power, Faith, and Living, the fullness of all that God is, you are because of the Holy Spirit that lives in you. And that is something for you to embrace. That is something for you to really get present to. That is something for you to make your own, to say, wow, the fullness of all that God is in me through the Holy Spirit. Now, the more that we rely upon the Holy Spirit, not upon our own understanding, that inner spirit, the more that we rely upon that, the greater we will walk in the wisdom of truth. See, my friend, let me just kind of go over here in Proverbs 3. It says that, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and will bring you peace and prosperity. Okay, see, wisdom is about peace and prosperity, prolonging life. He says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you'll win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. this is what I really want to deal with. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. See, when I talk about your own understanding, we have to understand that we have another dimension of who we are, and that is the ego. Yes, we are spirit. But yet the ego dimension, and the ego dimension is the self-manufactured notion of who we are. That is, you know, the person that I look at in the mirror and I say, oh, I am Keith Russell Lee, the son of Joshua and Alilia. That I look in the mirror and I see that, oh, I am educated at Virginia Commonwealth University and Virginia Union School of Theology. And I look at myself and I say all of these wonderful things about who I am. That's the self-manufactured notion of who I am. That's the ego. Using biblical language, it is also called the flesh, because I'm programmed with so many things that are non-spiritual about who I am, how to act, how to respond, you know, what life means, what life is. And I have all of that past programming that makes up the ego that has programmed my subconscious mind as a result of my birth, as a result of my environment, as a result of my education, and that is who I say I am. Folks, that's the flesh. That's the ego. And what we so often do is we rely upon the ego. We rely upon the calculations that we make based upon our past experiences, based upon our education, based upon the knowledge of others. Think about it. And we make our moves relying upon our own understanding. And folks, that's what we do. That's the ego dimension. That is kind of what 90% of everybody does, without relying upon who they are and their spiritual self. See, folks, your true spiritual nature is divine. Your true spiritual nature is God, that lives, moves, and dwells and has his being inside of you through the Holy Spirit, which is the whole presence of God. But that's why John declared in the Gospels, where he says that I must decrease and he must increase. What are you saying? What increases? What decreases? What increases is the spiritual dynamic of who I am, the true spiritual nature of who I am, and the ego diminishes, the flesh, if you will, diminishes, that I'm not relying upon my own understanding. Wow, this is some good stuff this morning, isn't it? He says, in all of your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. And that's what I'm talking about, the wisdom. See, when I'm operating in my true spiritual nature, I'm operating, therefore, in the wisdom of God. And when I'm operating in the wisdom of God, you know what? There are things that I may do that the world may not agree with. They may not understand. You know, it is amazing, because one of the things that thwart our happiness and thwart our ability to truly, for lack of a better word, let me just go ahead and say truly be happy, is our preoccupation with what others think. Our preoccupation with needing others' approval. And so what destroys that happiness, instead of relying upon the lead of God in us, walking in the wisdom of God, we look to others to affirm that we are doing the right things, affirm that the path that we are on is going to be okay. And my friend, that thwarts us every time. Because when I'm operating in the wisdom of God, I'm looking at things through spiritual eyes. I'm looking at things through spiritual spectacles of faith that the world may not understand. Your family may not understand or see, but you know in your heart that this is where you are to be. And the path that you're on is the chosen path because you have been able to discern it with spiritual eyes. You're able to know the difference between that path and this path. You're able to see things clearly with this path and the other. That is what wisdom does. That is what wisdom is all about. Wisdom has a vision all of its own. Wisdom, my friend, is truly a gift that is available for all of us, that is within us. Now, let's go on and continue in terms of this, because see, it's about, again, trusting in the Lord with all of your heart, trusting in who you are, the spiritual nature of who you are and the God inside of you. Leaning not upon your own understanding. A lot of times people say, Keith, what's the difference between my understanding and God's understanding? There's a lot. Are you operating out of your true spiritual nature, or are you operating out of the ego? No, I've discovered this. I clearly know, maybe because I have embraced wisdom, but there is definitely a difference when you operate out of your true spiritual nature and out of wisdom, and in wisdom and out of your ego. I know clearly now in my walk, man, this does not feel right. Man, I know this is not the path to go. Because, see, whenever there is God's prompting, God's discernment in you, you are going to have a sense of peace. You're going to have a sense of peace about it. Now, let me share this. It may terrify you in regards to, oh, my God, this is enormous, this is big. But even in the context of that, you will have peace. You will know that this is the course. This is the path. This is where I am to be. That's what wisdom will do. Always peace with wisdom, the wisdom of God. God will give you and will speak to your heart and give you that peace. So you'll clearly know that this is not the ego. This is the true spiritual nature of God. Now look here, trust with all of your heart, lean not upon your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Again, that's operating out of the true spiritual, that's operating out of the ego. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Give reverence to the things of God. Shun evil. Keep away from negativity. And all these things, what it shall bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to stop here. I want to pick this up tomorrow. I love wisdom. I'm a lover of wisdom. That's what I studied, philosophy. And I'm not talking about the world's philosophy. Philosophy in the Greek is the lover of wisdom, the lover of Sophia. And folks, we must love the Word of God. We must love the wisdom of God, the truth of God. And I want to get more into that as this segment expands in the various parts. But listen, be a partner today. Be a partner today. Come on, I need your support. Thank you for those that have become partners with me, that continue to encourage and to affirm, who have even made faith promises of partnership with me. And so I do appreciate all that you're doing. Just go to the website, krlm.org, krlm.org. Go ahead, hit the button, and become a faith partner with us. But listen, until tomorrow, this has been Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life.